Alright, Ruthless Hedgehog here. Got my buddy from round the way, been seeing him pretty much our whole lives back and forth, but never got to actually just sit down and talk with you, you know? Dustin Big Worm Nichols, man. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I appreciate you having me on today, giving me a chance to spread my word, or the good Lord's word, in other words, show my testimony. And man, he's doing some great things in my life.
It's something everybody would really want to hear. I think we've been sitting there talking. I was like, man, I want to get Worm because I want to hear what, you know, he's, you know, we all have a past.
Right.
You know, we all have rough past. But you turning and you living for God now.
Right.
Man, it's like a complete 360.
Man, ain't no feeling like it. You know, I used to going out to strip clubs. That's what I live for. But, man, now it's just for the good Lord. I try to spread his word everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You know, it might be in a gas station. Yeah. But I try to put his word somewhere, everywhere. Because you never know what.
Put it mic up a little bit. Pull it to you.
You never know what the person's impact, you know. You never know what they're going through in life.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, this thing swivels back and forth like that. So, you can pull it all the way up to you. All
right.
I just want to make sure everybody can get a good hearing of you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking to the gym the other day, and we were talking about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a few weeks now, trying to get you, wanting you to come on.
Yeah, we go to church with Brother Jim, man. He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a great voice, too. Y'all need to get him on to sing sometime.
Really?
Yeah,
he can sing. Yeah, he plays the guitar.
I've heard him sing before, yeah. He plays good guitar and stuff.
Yeah, he's blessed with a voice.
But, well, you asked me whenever you wanted to start all this.
Right.
When did we start? I guess maybe a year ago we kind of thought about doing it.
We played with it a little bit, but
we didn't know what direction we wanted to go with it.
Show him that mic. Show him the mic.
How's everything going so far?
It's going good. It's picking up more and more each time.
It's come a long way.
That was
what we started with.
Yeah, it's come a long way. I see.
That was it. And we just started doing it.
But, man, you carrying things like y'all going in a positive area. You know, the good Lord is going to bless you with good things. I can see he started to do that
already. Well, that's what our biggest goal is. We want to give not just Columbus, but really everywhere, a voice.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody has to everybody's got something to say.
Right.
And somebody will, you know, give it somewhere to say it.
That's right.
Some platform, somewhere.
I feel that everybody needs to be heard, you know. It don't matter. You take the most perfect person in the world. And there's somebody in the crowd that thinks they're perfect.
Yeah.
And they need to hear what that person got to say. You take the fellow that's from the bottom of the barrel, been through everything in the world and going through everything in the world.
Yeah.
There's somebody in the crowd that needs to hear that too. Mm-hmm. But everybody needs to be heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you working at?
I'm actually working at the commercial dispatch in Columbus doing ad sales.
So you working night shift tonight?
No, I'm doing a little security on the side. I pray about it.
You still big worm.
Man, I don't walk that way no more, but you know what I mean? I got the vision for it. I can see if something's happening ahead of time.
Well, I mean, you still got to protect people.
Yeah, you got
it. I mean,
I was hesitant about doing it because, you know, some people, well, he's in the bar, he's in so-and-so. But most of the time when I go in there now, I go in there, I invite people to church.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
I'm the type of person. I thought for a long time you had to be perfect when you started going to church, or you had to be fixed when you went to church, you know, before you started going. But, man, come as you are.
That's right. Come broken. Well, all the Pharisees and stuff talked bad about Jesus because of who he hung out with.
Right. Just because he sat at the table with sinners didn't mean he sinned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That same goes for us. But I get to where a lot of people I say you shouldn't, because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the will not to do something if they're around it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I've seen it, you know, I grew up Baptist. And they would always say, you know, don't go into the bars and stuff because it's an image to you. Yeah. But, I mean, really? I mean, to a certain point, the image doesn't matter anymore.
You know, honestly, I ain't going to lie. I handed out tracks at the bars.
Right.
I seen a guy one time leave the bar and he's like, I got to go. As soon as I gave him that track,
right,
he took the track out. Just like tears was hitting his eyes.
You know, I don't worry about what people think no more, because it's between me and the good Lord. And, you know, a lot of people try to slip around and do things behind closed doors, this and that. Like, the good Lord sees it. You know, you can't hide nothing from him, so you might as well be open with it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. First, I got this question.
Uh-huh.
You fought Deontay Wilder.
I did.
How hard does he hit?
Man, I've actually, it's crazy. He hit me. He shattered a molar. I've got a tooth that he knocked out. It shattered it. But I've actually been hit harder.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that. Like, but yeah, I've been hit harder. But man, yeah, he was blessed with talent, man. If he would just be quiet,
yeah,
and just do it, you know.
Well, people get to a certain point, what's the Bible say? It's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Then what? Enter into it.
Yeah, it's easier for a camel to fit through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into heaven.
Yeah. That's right. Man. But you know, you get to all that fame and glory, it starts getting to your head a little bit.
Ego, man. Ego and pride.
Was you really going to run for mayor one day?
Yes, I was going to, and probably still will, to be honest. Well, yeah.
We've talked about it.
I've got some court stuff still going on, and whenever I get through with all that, it was October 3rd of 19 when I got in a little trouble, and the case is still going on, so whenever that gets over. And
how's everything going with that?
Everything's good. Just it keeps getting pushed off and pushed off. I'm kind of ready to go to court.
Just keep praying about it, man.
I have.
Keep praying.
Like I've accepted whatever happens. Like don't nothing happen. I'm gonna spread the word. Yeah. If I go to jail, I'm gonna spread the word in there. I'm gonna spread it wherever I go.
That's right. Just do God's will.
Yeah.
Whatever He wants you to do, you do it.
I just follow Him, man. I used to would let things get so bad before I would start praying.
Yeah.
You know, almost like it was too late, which don't get me wrong, anything can happen in His hands.
Yeah.
But I would try to wait till it got all the way bad before I would start looking to Him. Well, now, man, I pray when it starts off small.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem that's too big or no problem that's too small for Him.
That's right.
You need to put everything in His hands. Don't try to do nothing on your own. You don't have to.
I also heard this with praying, people need to start praying prophetically. Like, claim, not right. Already thank Him for the things He's going to do in your life.
You need, I feel you need to believe in what you're praying for, too.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people that'll just pray to be praying.
Yeah, and you got to be specific, too.
Yeah, you got to really believe in what you're praying for.
Yeah. So what, you was living in the bars, I mean, I ain't saying living, but.
Right, I was there 7 days a week.
And you've done, not say bad things, but.
I did some fighting and stuff over the years, and I got into hustling, just trying to get the easy money. I watched my dad coming up work two or three jobs, you know, so I could have nice things, and I would stay with my grandmother. And, man, I was blessed to have him, but I seen how hard he had to work, and I kind of got away from that. I'm a big boy. You can see I'm kind of lazy sometimes. I was like that.
We all like that sometimes.
In life, I was like that in sports. Like, I was a...
Just do what you barely getting by.
Got recruited by Division I's, but I dropped Spanish my senior year, so... And I really didn't work out, so I didn't get to sign Division I. I had to sign a Division II scholarship.
It's crazy how we get older and wishing we would have just done things different.
Right, oh yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. But you know, I wouldn't go back on nothing.
Yeah.
Really, because that gives me the testimony today that might help somebody.
Yeah, you wouldn't be right here right now.
That's right. Right. And, you know, you really never know whose life you might impact by your story.
Mm-hmm. So, what changed, if you don't mind me asking?
Man.
What brought you to the Lord?
Just, I got in a little trouble.
Yeah.
October 3rd of 19. Well,
now, you don't mind me asking that.
No, okay, you can ask me whatever you want to, man. I'm good.
All right.
Brother Mike McGill, it was called Zion Church at the time.
Yeah.
But now it's Revive.
Yeah.
Well, he invited me to church. He was preaching, I can't remember if it was on a Wednesday or Sunday night, and I couldn't go. I felt bad about it. But he was somebody that reached out to me a few times trying to invite me to church. Like, I've probably been invited to church, like somebody actually reaching out to me in person, like 15 times in my life.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm 38 years old now.
Yeah.
That's just a handful of times.
Just a few people.
Well, he invited me to church, and I missed it. And this was after I had gotten in trouble and, so I got to thinking, I just went one, I think it was on a Wednesday night. I started off going on Wednesday nights. And man, I went and something hit me, man. I was running a little late when I went in. They was in worship. Man, I sat on the back row. I sit up front now a lot of times. But
put your hands in there for the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, I praise now. But I was worried about what people was, let me go back. I cried. For about the first month I went to church.
Yeah.
I was holding back. I was worried about what people was going to think, what people was going to say, what those friends was going to think that I might lose.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, I lost some, but most of them people still there. You'll be surprised now, the ones that reach out to me, hey, man, can you pray for me?
Yeah.
Hey, can you do this for me? You know, and it's different. We're used to it was about, hey, man, you got a sack I can get? Or, hey, man, you got some money I can borrow? Or, hey, man, can you do this for me or that for me? Now it's like, hey, can you pray for me, man?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the best things in the world.
You remember the time whenever you go, that moment where you go from holding back to even caring anymore.
I do.
You're fully there.
My buddy Dusty Snyder has an outreach called Bodybuilders.
Okay.
There was a guy named James Hughes. He's from Soldier, Alabama. He's over Teen Challenge now. He was way out there at one time, but he changed his life around. And I heard his testimony. I knew he was going to be there that night, and Dusty had come by and invited me. And I went, and finally I let it all go that night, man. I cried like a baby up on that stage, and it was just amazing.
Missed ever since, have you?
Right. What's today's date?
The 28th.
All right, the 26th. I got baptized 2 years ago on the 26th. So, man, just amazing, man, what the Lord can do in such a short time, because – man, I was preaching after a year, like, or giving testimonies, preaching here and there. And not to say I'm the best person in the world, but everything I do, it ain't all, like, you hear some people and it's all rehearsed and this and that. Like, I'll study, but, man, it's from the heart what I speak on. And you know, I genuinely want to see people do better. And all they got to do is give the good Lord a chance, man.
He's always reaching out.
That's right. I posted something today on Facebook, you know. If you feel yourself getting distance from the good Lord, stop running, because it ain't him moving. No, it ain't him leaving. It's you. Yeah. And I finally started seeking him, man, and I've just been on fire for him ever since. So everything's changed. How I act, for example, last year I was selling cars. I kind of quit. I left selling cars because I was getting convicted kind of just of like you tell somebody you're going to do something and – they just say, like, some of the things.
Because it ain't your fault.
Right.
It's them.
But it would look like it was me. Look like so it was... I don't want to look, you know, I don't want to be that guy. If I tell you something, I'm going to do it. And
so that's the only place you work in is commercial dispatch now?
I'm doing that in the security job. I'm doing that at Mike's.
Over there, holler where we work at.
Where you at now?
Ashley Sling.
Okay. What all do y'all do?
Make rigging, man. Make
rigging for the steel mills.
Wire
chain.
Rope.
Okay.
Chain.
Are y'all open at night?
No, we're open during the day. It's 8 to 8:05.
I love my daytime job. I just, man, I had, I went out on a limb and tried to, like, do ministry full time. I opened a little church over in Kennedy. And it was just, man, it kind of drained me in a way. It was just a few people, and then you got Corona starting back up. Man, it was kind of
hard.
Don't
even get me started on that stuff. Right. Well, I got my own personal.
I know, because it's a lot of older people that goes to church over there. But when I was going, my mom, she don't really go to church, and she was coming. She rededicated her life. There's no feeling in the world like that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when somebody you love.
Yeah. Because mom, like, she left when I was a little boy. I was in second grade. I think she went to the store to get bread and didn't really come back. But I found out later on, you know, she had some addiction problems and everything. But man, I respect her so much, because I wouldn't have been raised by my dad, my grandma, the way I was if she would have took me with her.
Yeah.
And I'd have went down the road, been house to house and stuff. So everything worked out the way it was. But I seen her coming down the aisle. And that was I held resentment for a long time. And that's something people need to realize, man. When you forgive people, you have to forgive everybody. It don't matter what the problem is. And let me tell you who the hardest person in the world to forgive is.
Mm-hmm.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta let things go.
Yeah.
A lot of times we hold on to things from the past, man, whether it be like me, I could have held on to a lot of things, like from fighting or school, just, you know, not getting a major scholarship. Those were things that meant a lot to me, but if I would have been the way I was now, no telling what I could have done.
Yeah. Man, it,
but everything God's going
to
keep
taking you where you need to go.
That's right.
I mean, I already feel, I can feel, you know,
right.
God through you right yes, here, sir. You know what I mean? And that's a great thing. Don't lose that.
That's
you know?
A, I'm not, that's, I had a preacher tell me the other night, I spoke somewhere and he said, son, I've heard a lot, but I've heard people preach a message just as good. I mean, or better, you know, some of the better preachers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you have that heart.
That's right.
He said, you preach from your heart. He said, us old preachers, sometimes our hearts get calloused.
Yeah.
And he said, we don't have the love for people like we should. You know, we start to get a little angry with people needing help and stuff. But, you know, it's you remember when we was younger, the bracelets used to be WWJD?
Yeah.
WWJD. I don't know why I said G. Crazy. But what would you do? I mean, what would Jesus do?
Yeah,
man. I think to that all the time.
Yeah. What would he really do? You know? Sometimes he'll flip a table, though.
Yeah.
You know, he got mad. He gets mad whenever people, what was that? They were paying.
Yeah, they were selling stuff in the temple.
Synagogue, I think it was. And just bordering pretty much in the church.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
They were paying for sin, trying to get forgiveness for sins, you know? And that ain't how you do it.
And, you know, it's crazy, man. And especially the world right now, it's in rough shape.
Yeah.
People are doing things kind of.
You think you could do a daytime job?
Do what?
You think you could do
I'm doing it. I work 8 to 5 at the dispatch.
Okay.
Doing sales.
Well, yep. I mean, you come. We need another big boy. You know, he's the biggest one.
I tell you what I'm doing, man. I'm working 8 to 5 right now there. I'll give Wednesday night, for example. Or tonight, I got off Wednesday. I work 8 to 5. I went by 5:30. I got to church just because I got there a little early because I was going to have to leave a little early. I stayed till 7:15. I went straight to Mike's and I was there till about 1:15. So you know, I prayed for it. I prayed I needed another job, needed to make a little money, and that came along. And so I'm just doing, you know.
Well, we got benefits and everything, and I mean, it's a good job.
Right.
It really is. And you get, you know, you do a good job, come in there and work hard, you get good raises. Yeah. I mean, really good raises. So, I mean, that's just me. I love my job.
It ain't no 50 cents a year thing or anything like that.
I love sales in the type of ad, I'm selling ads.
Yeah.
So I get to see a lot of people. Like, I went the other day, I can't think of Curry's last name. You know Curry? He got the barbershop.
Why? It sounds familiar.
He has a barbershop next to Ranch House.
Yeah, right there on 118, right there by Browns and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a barbershop. But went in there the other morning trying to sell him my ad, and he didn't have nothing. But there was a fella in the seat, you know, needed some prayer. Prayed for him, put hands on him, you know, laid hands on him and prayed, man. And that fella got to crying, just, you know, it felt like some things was released from him. But having an opportunity to like that, you know, if I was where I needed to be,
yeah,
you know,
sometimes that's the way it is. Uh-huh.
I mean, just prayer too. People don't realize what prayer does. It's not only, I mean, you're communicating with God for one, but another thing is, you know, there's some things that you just can't tell anybody. God's the only person that you can actually talk to about some of the things, and that's just a release. You know, sometimes you just got to talk to somebody, and that in itself helps too, I find.
And the one thing I believe, you know, is when you figure out it's real,
right?
You know what I mean? It's real. I can't do it over here,
right?
I have to go through it to know that it's real, you know what I mean? Yeah. I have to experience God's presence.
That's right, man. That's like if you get scared or you worried or something, and you go to pray, and it like it calms you. You know, it's like a calm gets over you. You know, ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost working on you. Then
I'm glad you could come on, man. I ain't seen you in a while. Been a couple
enjoy
of years.
Enjoy it, man.
I think the last time I seen you.
Yeah, I think y'all came out of the bar one time. That was back when I was in the bar business.
Well, I seen you hit a guy.
I think you was riding back then. I think so.
On the motorcycle,
I think so. Hanging out with some of the guys from West Point.
Yeah, that's right. There's pretty good guys out there.
Oh yeah,
this wasn't my thing, man.
You gotta be. It's a dedication, man. Or not really, not all dedication, but like
it's a lifestyle.
Yeah,
they live it.
Man,
they're
motorcycle people. I mean, that's all they do.
Yeah,
and they just cold. It didn't matter. Uh-huh. I'm like, once I was cold, I was like 20 degrees. I'm like, nope. This ain't for me, you know.
Yeah,
I'd rather be in a warm heat, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, so you thinking about fighting anymore?
Oh, man, I get calls all the time. I fought back in June.
You got your pro card, right?
Yeah, I'm like 5-12 now professionally. I was fighting guys like, you know, doing it for a living.
Yeah, but just fighting people like Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, actually, I'm fighting a guy. I fought a guy, Jonathan Guidry. He's fighting for the WBC. You know how they have a few different, like, they have two or three different heavyweight belts.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't the main one, but he's fighting for it this weekend, and I fought him before down in New Orleans.
They put it on ESPN.
I think it is going to be. Actually, it may be pay-per-view.
Crap, I watch the ones. I always watch. Who was I love boxing. Right. I love watching it on TV.
Yeah.
But I like the light heavyweight guys. Yeah. And I did watch the Deontay and Fury fight.
Fury's my favorite fighter. I love him.
Man, he's good, dude. And he'll tell you straight up, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
He's a Christian, big Christian. It was funny. They said when he was out and he got off the plane in Vegas, the second fight, I think, he gave a homeless man his shoes off his feet and walked around barefooted. Because a man didn't have no shoes. You know, he was homeless. That was the story. Gave him men his
You don't ever
shoes.
Watch it, do you, Daniel?
He donated.
I don't watch TV much.
One of the fights, too. I'm not sure if it's true. They say it. I know it was all over. And they said this anyway. They said that he donated his last purse. I think it was with Deontay, or it could have been the second fight. He donated it to, like, homeless.
He said he don't care nothing about money.
It was like 20-something million. Yeah. His family's got a little money, I think. So he ain't.
Well, I mean, he's the world champ, man. Right. And he's, what, undefeated, like 40-0 or something?
Yeah, he's one of the best to do it in a long, like heavyweight probably, to do it.
If you would have been a workout guy, how far you think you could have went?
Man, ain't no telling.
You go as far as you're willing to win.
Because I remember when you first started really fighting.
Oh, well, like I won like 20-something fights doing just tough, man.
Yeah, that's
but
what it
you
was.
You know, I'm so big. Like in that was 1 minute rounds, I could get in there and go.
What I was telling you. You were standing there with your first trophy or whatever. Yeah. I said you still kind of had a little bit of a gut, but that son was like flat. Yep. You know what I mean? Like he was all muscle.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like, when I fought Deontay, like I'm a big boy now. I weigh like 400, but I weighed in that fight like 440. I got up to 460, man. I got way too big.
Yeah.
Like, fat.
So, you
look, I mean, I'm still fat. Not really. I've just lost it over the years. I guess, I don't know, I was going through some depression and stuff at a certain time. Like, I don't know, just got into a bad spot.
You may say fat, but you're still strong, huh?
Yeah, I've always been a little strong. I guess.
See, I just lost like 80-something pounds in the last 2 years. I've been working out and stuff.
Yeah, what was you, like 280?
285, yeah. And I noticed as soon as I dropped all the weight how strong I was.
Right.
Just from carrying that weight all the time. You don't realize it, but, man, you're carrying a lot of weight all the time. You're waking up every morning, getting up, walking, stepping, running, everything else.
I done put on 50
pounds.
Yeah,
we weigh about the same now, just about. You think he's like 30 pounds
lighter, man. I feel how weak I was, toting all that weight. Now I can't. I barely can do a push. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Because 180 now. 180. But I was on like 130, you know what I mean? 135. And it was more of a depression thing for me.
Right.
Because of where I was working. We was working at.
Oh, man.
That's like, man, the Lord, he's been with me forever, too. Like, I know they say if you ain't living right, like, you know, you got to call on him and you got to be putting effort into him. But, man, I was 14, got hit by a car. Or no, I was 15, got hit by a car. I had knee surgery, went through a windshield. Girl ran over me on purpose, and I was back.
What?
Yeah.
Ran over you on purpose?
I fought like five guys with bats.
What?
I got respect from them now. Like, they were.
They had bats?
You know, yeah.
They were beating you with bats?
I was going. I wasn't for the run, you know. Like, I ended up getting them. They the ones left. I didn't leave.
Yeah, you can't run from that.
How bad did you get beat, though?
I mean, wasn't for real? I'm telling you, like, I was grabbing, like, they hit me in the arm, and I grabbed the bat and snatch it.
I had a dude do that to me one time, man. I scared him whenever I took the bat from him.
But I ended up because some girls ran over me, and I had torn cartilage. I was back. You know, somebody run over you on purpose. A lot of people might have their leg amputated or something. I had torn cartilage. I was back playing football within That was July 2nd, I think, and I was playing football by the end of August. I was blessed.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to South Lamar, and then I went my last 2 years in Fayette, Alabama, and then I played football a little bit.
How'd you get to Columbus?
Tough man's boxing. Really? I started boxing, and I was winning those, and Oliver wanted me. He's like
Oliver Miller?
Yeah, I trained with Oliver, and they give me the choice. If I wanted to keep fighting, I had to turn pro, so I moved over and actually started training a little bit.
Do they even do that kind of stuff anymore?
Some places, sometimes.
Because I've always thought about going and doing some boxing. But
right. Those are pretty cool. They just get in there and just slug it out in the one-minute rounds.
You can get in there with Jake. He'll fight you.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all about the same size. Well, Jake might be a little bit bigger than you now.
No, no. I don't know. He may be in a little better shape than me, but I think I'm a little bigger than he is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He's done.
I'm beefing up quick.
I bet he's about 220, maybe more.
I don't know. He got up to about 260, I think.
Really? Yeah, he's tall. He's tall.
I think 250, 260.
He's about 6'5".
He's about
6'3", maybe?
We're real close. Yeah. Similar build.
But he lifts. But that's all he does, man. That's his life.
Yeah.
So,
let me pull that mic to you. Yeah, right. He can lean back. All you got to do is put this thing. Just goes like this right here.
I got you.
I got us some good mics now instead of that right. And we're all leaned up on the table and everything. Like we were all sitting there together.
Like, one right here, and we had to move out of the way when we started talking.
I was like, man, I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, it was just a new experience.
Right.
So, but now as we keep going and we've had
everything's just falling in
who
place.
We have on? We had Jim on, we've had Dale on, we've had Eric.
Yeah,
Dale Berry.
Okay.
He come on. James Matkip. James come from Jackson, to be on.
Okay.
And, I mean, we try to do thing, but.
Dusty might be a good one to get on sometime. Dusty Snyder. He's the one that started Bodybuilders because he didn't actually start it, but he helped with it. He's the one that runs it now.
You said he's doing team biz stuff?
He do what now?
The team challenge or whatever stuff?
Oh, no, that was James that did that. But Dusty's got a thing called, it's by Columbus Christian Center in Columbus. There's a church. It's the old bowling alley.
Yeah.
Magnolia Lane.
Across the road
over there. Okay. Well, there's an old doctor's office right up the road from, I mean, literally up the steps from it. And he's opened a halfway house there.
You said the old over here on 82?
Old boat?
Okay.
He opened a sober living house called Crossroads Sober Living.
Yeah.
And, man, they got like 14 guys there, and they'll come. Like, they have to be, most of the time, it's 30 days straight from rehab. I mean, they had to do 30 days in rehab or 30 days in jail. Like, you know, they have to be 30 days clean.
What's the lost and found thing you're doing?
That's just my ministry name.
Okay.
That's what the name of the church was over there, opening Kennedy, and just give it a name. Man, I love Lost and Found, because you think about it, you're going to come lost and you're going to leave found.
Yeah.
And just giving, that's one of my things, man. I love reaching out to the lost. Like, we can't give up on people, you know. No. Jesus didn't give up on us, so why should we give up on people?
I have, the only problem I have, and this is a real situation, pew Christians.
Yeah. Right.
You know what they are?
Man,
they're real.
Let me ask you this. I talk about this 90% of Sundays. You get people that sit on the front row. They've been to church for 40 years straight. Ain't never missed a service.
Yeah.
But ain't never done it.
But they judging everybody that comes through the door that don't look like them.
Yeah.
They don't really get out and do nothing for the church.
Yeah.
They judge what the pastor talks on. Why
do you even come to church then?
Right. Yeah, you're supposed to leave the judging up to Jesus. You know, he's the one supposed to judge.
Everything do is for God.
Preachers, I've seen that a lot, too, right. where people are, like, judging the sermon and stuff. Well, it don't matter, because that sermon probably wasn't for you. It don't matter if it was just for one person sitting in the back row. It was for that one person.
And you know,
who may have needed it that night.
Yeah.
A lot of places you go, look at preachers, like, you let the preacher cry up there, and they're going, a lot of people's going to think, why is he crying? He's an authority figure.
He's
he
a human
be crying.
Being.
Yeah, he's a right. Like, they, you know, preachers hold it together up there most of the time, but, man, they go through things, too.
Yeah.
They have family issues at home. Like, they have, you know, they have the same issues as everybody else.
They cannot. A preacher is there to spread the message.
That's right.
You cannot judge them at their life or anything else, because they are human just like you.
That's right.
They make mistakes just like you. Sometimes they are preaching to themselves, you know, right, that they need to hear. And I ain't saying all the time, but sometimes God will start talking to
you. You know, you're supposed to preach.
Oh, then all of a sudden it hits them like, I'm preaching to myself here. You ever heard of
Right.
You know?
And I'm never going to be one that does this. There's some churches and there's some events that people have. You go, they want you to, you're going to preach this message.
Yeah.
Like, there's some churches that has a message that's wrote out and sent from, like, a big city, like,
yeah, I don't
in organizations,
that.
You're going to preach it. Man, you got to preach what the Holy Ghost gives you. What, you know.
You may start there, but you're not going to end up where you
got to put what Jesus. There's no telling how many times I had a message planned out, what I thought was going to be a good message, and then wake up on Sunday morning and had to
change it.
Crumble it up.
Yeah, I had to crumble it up
and go to something else.
I've
seen many people do that.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, man, I'm very, very happy for you. I really am, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Because I've seen it. I've been there. You know, I've lived a rough life, and then I've gave my life to the Lord, and then I kind of fell back.
Right.
I kind of learned a lesson from that, though, because you don't want to just jump out there and mess
up. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just start shoving it in everybody's face. I was doing that, and it kind of threw people off. You know what I mean? But so now I'm just, you know, gradually, like I'm bringing you on now.
Right.
Well, people want to hear from you. People want to hear from, you know, Christians.
Right.
So I just, you know, just kind of totally.
You got to be
a little bit at a time. There you go. Yeah, yeah, I'm kind of just scraping at the skin, you know, scraping at the surface. So.
Right.
But that's just me, you know.
I don't jump out trying to tell nobody what to do ever, you know, or really put in their face. I post a good bit of stuff on Facebook, but I'm like, you ain't gotta stop it.
Yeah.
My page and look, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And you can keep
on
rolling.
I'm just talking about how I was when I first got saved. I was a brand new Christian.
Right.
You know, when you feel that and you're just a baby.
Burn it up. keep on doing it. Do what makes you happy, what the good Lord tells you to do.
Yeah.
It don't like I said, no matter what nobody else thinks.
That's
what.
So who knows? This might turn into a Christian broadcast.
That's right.
You know?
I know a fella that's got Unashamed podcast. He's from Meridian.
Yeah.
Wait, he may be on down a little below Meridian, but he's got one, and he's like, he spoke at Bodybuilders one night. I think he's in like 23 countries now. Something like that. But he's like every state. Yeah. Somebody tunes in from every state in America.
Yeah.
See, and you know, the big problem is people think the church is a building. It's not.
No,
I mean,
it's not.
It's
the people.
It's like we're two or three more together. You know,
right here.
In Jesus'
right
name.
Right. You went to a Christian school.
I did.
Did they make you take church class every week?
Yeah, all the time, yeah. We took them every year.
But did they make y'all do service every week, too?
Yeah. We had service. Actually had them. A service at school every Wednesday, and a service at night, Wednesday night, and then you had Sunday and Sunday school, and then we had it, you know, constantly. It was all, I mean, you're just like drowned in it, and a lot of people reject it when it's like that, but.
You get thankful you went there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have no choice. It's like, I mean, it's like you got pushed at the bottom, and you're just held there, and you're like.
I kind of wished I would have been made go to church when I was young. Yeah. I didn't grow up going to church. I probably went 20 times my whole life up until 19.
Well, that's something I do. My kids go every Wednesday. I make sure they go every Wednesday.
It's good, man. I commend you for that. Like, my dad, he got saved. He got saved in 19, too, but it was a little before I did, and he had been going to church and everything. And he said that's one of his only regrets. He wished he'd have brought me up in church. He always gave me the option, but, you know, he had got up and went with me, but I didn't.
Mm. Yeah.
But you know, it's good bringing them up in church, man. Let them see them values. When they get to be grown, then they can.
I know they're gonna make mistakes.
Yeah,
but
everybody will, man.
It seems like if that's something that's always there, it's gonna pull you back to it no matter what. Somehow,
at least they truly know the real right and wrong.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's right. But yeah, you went to Christian school. I went to a Christian school. You remember Josh Hilton?
Uh huh.
I went with him.
Did y'all go to Emmanuel or Victory?
Victory.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, if it wasn't for him that night that I got saved, I called him up, and he helped me, led me to the Lord on that night. It was just, man, one of them bad, bad nights, you know. But it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made.
That's decent. Whenever it's the best decision, man, you can make, too. Yeah. And I worried about a long time what people was going to think, like I said. Did you have those worries?
I did, constantly.
You did?
That's mine was more of a deal with the devil.
All right.
And I got scared.
Right.
And saw him.
Right.
And after it was time to pay.
Right.
So it was a bad situation, you know. Right. It was a scary situation. I didn't realize it, though, till later on. I thought it was all bull crap.
Right.
And then it was not, you know what I mean? And you really, when you look in the devil in the eyes, it's a, that was scary.
Whenever you finally pass that point to where when you really start down the path that you're supposed to be on, you're at the bottom. I mean, it don't matter. I've always seen it's at the bottom. That's where it was for me. I mean, I had no other choice except to reach out.
Yeah.
And, like, I got nowhere else to turn.
You know, I don't think he puts the bad situations on you.
No.
But when he sees you on that path, he lets you go on it.
Yeah.
He lets you continue on. That way, you know, you learn from it. When you go through something bad, you don't have to go back to them spots no more.
No.
I look at it like I look at everything I've done in the past from a positive standpoint. And I don't look at it like it's bad.
No.
That's just a life lesson. Yeah, I don't have to go back there no more.
There you go.
Experienced it. Yeah.
That's right. So you go to where you go to church at?
Revive.
Revive. Yeah, Jim.
It's on the locking down road.
Jim invited us last time. I really want to check that out.
Y'all come out, man. Our pastor, he's from Louisiana, man, Eunice, Louisiana. Brother Derek, he's a great guy, man. He's got 5 daughters. They're all up and coming. A few of them's real good athletes. Like they got a beautiful family.
Yeah.
Sister Jennifer, man.
What's his name?
Derek McBride.
Derek McBride. Okay.
I heard his name before, I think. Around here,
his daughter Tatum, she's 12, and she made the All-American team in softball or whatever. And I think they got to go to Jersey to play. And she's pretty good. I think she's gonna start on the varsity this year as a 7th grader.
Dang.
What's that? Like, when are the services? What time are the services?
Wednesday night at 6:30, and then Sunday morning. Sunday school starts at 10, and then regular service starts at 11.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all do Sunday nights over there?
No. Usually do. They have small groups.
Yeah, okay. Not many people do Sunday night service anymore. I grew up in Sunday night service.
Yeah, what they do is they have these small groups or whatever. So they'll have a meeting there, but it just won't be like a traditional service.
Yeah. I remember when church, it was Sunday morning
and
Sunday night.
Right.
You know, two times a day.
Oh, yeah.
You'd go eat, then you'd come back to church.
Yeah. Yep.
But that was when we were young.
Let me tell you what we did every day at school. We'd go. So I lived at the boarding school. It's French Camp Academy.
Right.
And, I mean, I lived there. My mom and dad went through a divorce. It was a lot of stuff. Ended up where me and my brother and one of my older sisters, we lived there. And I went there for 9 years since we were 10 years old. So we lived there. We only got to go home once a month and talk to our parents once a week for 10 minutes.
Right.
So we lived there. That was our lives. Every morning we'd wake up, we'd start off cleaning our room. Had to do this every day, clean the common areas, which would be like the living room, the kitchen, all that stuff. Everybody had their own chores. Before we went to school every day, we had a devotion every day.
Right.
Then we'd go to school, and whenever your Bible class hit, you take your Bible class. I mean, it was constant. Words is constantly. And just about every person you talked to, they were giving the word to you.
Right.
And it's just, even the people that rejected it, at least they heard it, you know.
Right.
They got it in their subconscious.
Yeah, but it's going to eventually hit them.
It'll hit them, yeah. Yep. And it did that to me, too, you know. It's, you go back and you start remembering some of that stuff, and you're like, you know, it's, you're using it now, even though it may be 10 years later.
Right.
You're using that stuff. So it's for a reason. Every time you hear God's word, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's got a purpose.
One of the things that stuck with me from our church at Revive, man, is just the love.
Yeah.
You know, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter, I think it's 16, verse 14, it says, let all you do be done out of love.
Yeah.
And, man, that's one thing over there, man. I was broken. They met me with open arms. You know, they didn't judge. They probably knew what I was going through. And, you know, they didn't judge me for that, though. So I commend them for that. And that's just one of the things I say. I tell people all the time. They met me with open arms, and I was broken.
Well, I kind of heard about some things that you were going through.
Right.
I don't get involved in nobody's
situation. The charge I got was conspiracy to traffic marijuana.
Yeah.
It was in, like I said, 19, and just the charge is still kind of going on. It didn't have my name on the package or nothing. It was a package that got caught at FedEx.
Yeah.
It didn't make it to my house. But, you know, if it was mine, they let it go to my house. You know, they'd have seen if it was mine, but the cops got it beforehand.
Well.
So, really, nobody will ever know if it was mine or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they should have let it play out, you know, and then they would have me red-handed. Yeah.
I mean, well, a lot of people have got different opinions on the marijuana stuff, too.
Right.
I think that's a lot of – I don't know. That's the iffy subject to me.
Right.
Yeah, because right. I do believe it can help. I believe it can help medically.
Right.
Because now it's basically done legalized. What, didn't they legalize it the other day?
Well, they're the medical part of it. And it's got – I've seen plenty of videos of, like, people with Parkinson's and stuff taking it. It helps them. It does help them. I'd rather take marijuana than something that they made up in a lab.
Right, and then, like, Xanax and all that.
Or fentanyl.
Terrible, man. It's killing
and that
people.
Stuff's going – that's everywhere right now.
You said you're still thinking about running for mayor.
I want to eventually.
Well, how do you think our mayor's doing now?
I think he's doing a lot better job than it was.
There's no doubt.
I love him, man. I see him every morning.
All he has to do is call somebody. He'd do a little bit better than what that guy
I see him every morning walking to work, you know.
Biggest thing is he's fixing the roads.
Yeah, the roads is getting fixed. And I just think, I don't know, I see him out.
He's a Christian, too, I believe.
He's actually working. I've had some buddies, like Dusty's one of the ones. He's got in contact with him and fixing to start a cleanup once a month, getting garbage cleaned up.
Yeah, and he's got a volunteer group.
Yeah, that's what this is going to be. It's going to be people go out and clean up trash. They can start it off once a month, and then it's going to pick up from there. Because, you know, sometimes after people work all week, it's hard to get somebody to say they're going to do something for sure.
But he needs the only thing he needs to tighten up is some of the shooting.
He is, man. Look, all those people that got that shot over there at Mike's the other day, that car wash, they're arrested.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really.
One thing about that, I think, is that could be stopped. When the cops is riding by and they see all those people parked there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you ride by, you smell nothing but weed in the air, and you see somebody parked out there. In a parking lot like that, like you can go to the trampoline park at 1:15 tonight after some of the bars close. The whole thing, there won't be a parking space out there.
Yeah,
really? And you don't smell nothing. But
well, see, yeah, that's what we were. I was saying that
ain't
too.
Nothing but
like,
bad things gonna happen.
They could pay their own salaries.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, that's the thing. Like I understand we've had an issue with our cops here for a while.
Right.
You know, ever since back with the Boykin stuff, even before that, but. We still got to have cops that are going to do their jobs and do it well.
Right.
And not be overboard and not abuse it. But the problem I see...
They still got to do their job.
Yeah. The thing I see is I see cops, and this is just what I have seen, and I'm not saying anybody... I don't know who it is. I don't know who's in these cop cars, but I've seen multiple of them that don't even follow the law.
Right.
They will drive through stoplights, stop signs...
All the time.
Use their lights to get through traffic just to go to a restaurant or something. I mean, I'm not making it up. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
At my our job, it happens every day.
Well, the thing is, if your authority figures aren't following the law, why should the people follow it?
Yeah. Right.
I tell you, they do wrong, and some of them do right. I commend them for doing what they're doing because. Man, it's a crazy world out there now. There's no way I don't think there's enough money that I would want to do.
I'm not saying that. They have been doing a decent job, but the thing is, when you're in a role of authority, everybody's looking at you.
Right.
You can't be a good example.
You cannot slip up. You can slip up when you're in your own personal car. Don't do it in a cop car, though, because everybody's going to point and say, hey, he's doing it.
Yeah, when you see five or six, or I'd say three or four cop cars sitting there talking to each other, and... You can be riding down the main road and smell weed from the cars. There's so many cars beside them, and they don't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
It almost makes you wonder. I don't know. I all we can do is pray for them, though, man. We keep praying for them and just hope things change.
I think they are.
I think it
a little
is,
bit
it's
at
changing.
A time. You just got to – dude, it was such a wreck
place,
here that he's got to just – you just got to scrape.
Yeah, scrape. You got to build it back. You got to build back the foundations of the town.
I was surprised he won.
The town is
the sheriff.
Keith Gaskin.
Oh, Keith. Yeah.
And honestly, I'm surprised, but I really was though. Like
I was surprised to see it happen, but I
you know, in a way, I wouldn't. I think people's ready for change.
Yeah, they are. They've seen that Smith wasn't doing anything.
Yeah,
except for buying new suits.
I think he's had some health problems too. A lot of people didn't know that. I think he had a stroke and stuff. Right, you know what I mean?
I think he's investigating.
He's getting investigated.
Yeah, he's getting investigated.
Probably. Ain't no telling.
Well, you know, we've all lived here our whole lives, basically, around the area.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen roads that I've never seen paved before.
Right. Yeah. It's
your whole life.
My whole life has never been paved.
Yeah.
It's been patched plenty of times. You know, they go out there with some asphalt and throw it in the pothole, right. But.
You know where they need to go at? Right there beside Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know the reason I think they don't? I think the mall owns that parking lot.
Yeah.
Or even the road that goes between Chick-fil-A,
right.
Between Chick-fil-A and, you know, Old Navy and all that. That road is terrible.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know.
What would you do different?
I'd tear it down.
Man, I would reach out to the community and try to get more volunteers doing things.
Yeah.
I would reach out to the sheriff and get a lot of those. Think about it, man. You got people that's going to be in jail for down there for a year. Don't get me wrong. They did it wrong.
Yeah.
But they could be rehabilitated a little bit. You know, let them get out and work. You know,
especially while they're there. Especially the nonviolent ones.
While they're there, let them work, man.
Teach them,
let
man. Them do That's something. What we were talking about that, you know, especially like even in prisons and stuff. If you would let them go out there and do their own garden.
Yeah.
Teach them how to do garden stuff. Yeah. Teach them how to do carpentry work, stuff like that. Don't just release them back on the town. The only thing they know is that they can go back to jail and have it easy for the however
Think
you know.
Think about how much money they would save. Like, that would be not trying to knock nobody out of a job, but if they would, you know, let them work for the city, go out and start doing things, because all around the country that's what they're doing.
Could
you know,
imagine
doing work in these places?
The land and gardening they could do here.
Oh, yeah.
How much? There's so much county land here.
I know.
They could do anything.
Up the, what's that? The Lux Park.
Yep. Yeah.
I think they are going to do something with that, I think.
Really?
Which the city don't own it right now.
Yeah.
They had it and they turned it back over to the Corps of Engineers, I think.
Well, I've always
wasn't it a campground?
That's a beautiful place.
I've always said I would love to have that and revamp it up.
Yeah.
And then
I think some things is going to come from
I
what
I think
I've heard.
The whole country's changing. It's quite, but we got to change it from the bottom.
Yeah, we got to start right here. And I think that's kind of what we've been
doing. I think Keith's doing a good job, though.
I think he's doing a really good job.
I think he's trying to make some. And you know something, you look, man, it's hard for the mayor just to make all the decisions because you got a board of, I mean, you got
yeah,
the board,
you got
the city council there.
Yeah. Some of them guys have been there for a long time, too.
And he's doing it transparently. He goes live with the votes and everything, too. So that's a good thing, too. I don't know. I think everything that's happened, which you know the election was rigged, and anything what you want, it was rigged.
Right.
But now, to keep that from happening again, we had to do what we do here. Put a new mayor in. Go from the cities all the way up to the – what's the next one?
Yeah, you go to city,
state,
counties, and your precinct.
It's
got
to be taken, gutted out, and redone again. You know,
do your districts, and then go to the state level with it. Which we're not bad down here in Mississippi. It's not too bad,
you know,
when it comes to that stuff.
Like, talking on fighting, I used to fight a good bit.
Yeah.
But I don't no more. If not saying they're not, but if they would bring Jesus back into things a little more, you might be able to make decisions up there. Instead of
pray before everything.
Instead of supervisors fighting supervisors, and you know, councilmen fighting councilmen.
You're sitting there trying to not hurt anybody's feelings. You got to get over that. Like you're gonna hurt somebody's feelings. You got to do what's right.
That's right.
No matter what.
Yeah, and you know what's weird about the world today. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right.
Oh, yeah. It says in the Bible, the first will be last.
It's weird, man.
You know, and the last will be first.
But what's good about it is people like us, we're still making a way to have a voice like this podcast. We're put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, things like that. They censor us on Facebook now. They censor us everywhere else. But at least we ain't giving up. You know, we're always going to find something.
We'll find a way.
And they're censoring Jesus every chance they get.
Right.
You know.
That's one thing I've heard about Keith is he's I know through my buddy. He's working with the rehab community, kind of like trying to, you know, help with rehabilitation places and stuff.
Well, yeah, y'all know we have a problem. We have a problem over here with drugs.
I know.
With meth, yeah. And especially with meth.
My buddy, that halfway house, they got 14 there, and then they have a house in Black Creek. They have 4 people there, so 18 total. And just, man, they're trying to find something else. I'm actually in the process of trying. I've been looking for a building. I'm wanting to open, I'm going to have a church service or whatever, but I'm wanting to open a homeless shelter. I know they have the Warming.
They have the Warming shelter.
The Homeless Coalition, they have a thing where they can come warm, but it's only open if the heat gets under a certain amount. I mean, if the heat goes over a certain amount and it gets cold under like something. But
well, you got to be careful because some people will just want to live there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you got
to
think
that's
about.
That's what you have to do is you can't let them leave their stuff there. They have to take it with them because, you know, then they're leaving every day. So
anytime they leave,
they're not actually.
You got to make them take their stuff.
Like, you had to make them leave during the day. They can't stay there all day.
Yeah.
Like the Homeless Coalition that at the Warming Shelter, I think, is from. Let's see, you have to be gone at 9 a.m. I'm actually volunteering there in the morning from 7 to 9 during the breakfast area. But they have somebody stay overnight tonight with them or whatever.
So you just got married recently, didn't you?
I did, back in October.
How's that?
You know, it's no different than it was. We she was actually involved with she didn't have nothing to do with it, but she went to jail. She was on probation, failed a drug test. Whenever we got in that trouble, but she didn't get indicted on the charge. Okay, so that went away for her, but she's in school. Whitney, she made the president's list out at UMCC this time.
She right there praying with you every night.
Oh yeah. She's been there, and I held her down through while she was in jail and stuff. Everything's good, man. We've just growing every
together.
Day.
Y'all plan on having any kids or anything?
Oh, yeah. We just, you know, we're going to let Lord's timing. Just whenever it's supposed to happen, it'll happen.
Well, I mean,
but we've been trying.
38, brother.
I know. It might not be meant to happen.
It don't matter. My daddy had me when he was like 40-something. So.
I'm going to have to adopt somebody, you know, a little kid. I'm up for that. You know, I'm down for whatever.
There's plenty of kids that need help out there, too.
That's right. But, that's been one of my goals for a long time, to open a homeless shelter.
Yeah. And
I kind of want to do it.
You know, it got anything in mind?
I'm just looking for buildings, man. It's hard to find a building in town. I'm telling you, you've been
looking everywhere.
Riding, looking daily, talking to people.
How big of a building are you looking for? Just like,
I mean,
big as you can get for the lowest price, probably.
Something like that.
A good deal?
I looked the other day at, I couldn't afford what they wanted. They wanted $3,500 a month for it.
God,
over at Farmstead, you know, Jake's parents on that.
What about that building right there by the Pizza Hut on 69? The old dealership.
I think somebody's in it, ain't they?
I don't know. I've been seeing it empty for a while, and
the old Dewey building.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a restaurant. You have to gut everything out. But you can cook there, too.
That's what I had thought about when I did. If I was a farmstead, I wanted to do, like, church, homeless shelter on one side, and the other side, have, like, a little restaurant.
Yeah. Huh.
I've thought about opening a sober bar. I've always loved bars, and do something like play, like, Caleb, like, Christian music or whatever at night, and have pool tables and just different things, a little food.
I actually thought about...
That would be pretty cool.
Over here, I mean, it's just, you know, me thinking out of my mind.
Right.
Place for, like, after football game stuff, we'll put it at New Hope, you know what I mean? Like, right where Piggly Wiggly or something is.
Like a union.
But it's, like, video games, pool tables, you know, things like that for after the game. You know, people always, especially baseball games, football games, because it'd be, it'd be great over there for kids to, you know, just... Go somewhere.
We was talking about getting the old part in Piggly Wiggly, right?
Yeah, I was sitting there thinking about that. And there's a little part of it in Piggly Wiggly. I don't know what's over there now. It used to be a dance studio or something, but or a haircutting place.
Right.
But doing it there.
Like a little game room?
Yeah, a game room.
Aren't you a place?
But you make it legit. Make it a legit type of deal with lights and, you know, dance floor, you know, just something like that.
Drinks and stuff in there, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know...
But not yeah. not women.
No, I'm talking about like
but like a restaurant, you know, like, yeah, like a restaurant, like club
you
type.
You could do some like daiquiri, virgin daiquiri.
Yeah,
virgin,
you could do that.
You know, you could do.
The only problem is with that is you know how high school kids will sneak in.
Yeah, well, just,
but they will with coke anyway, so it don't. I mean, they'll do anything.
Yeah,
I was just talking about like sodas and stuff. Like just have a little concession, like a small concession stand type.
That's what I'm saying. They'll sneak some Crown and coke in. They're high school. Yeah. You know, they gonna do something stupid. I mean, we all been there and done something stupid plenty of times.
Yep. Plenty.
I know I have.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But so you got anything else planned out right now?
Man, I just want to do that and just see where the work, see where the Lord takes me. You know what He wants me to do. We have an event. I'm planning an event at Revive next. Actually, it's the 11th. I've got Vincent Hayes. He's from Stanford Ministry. I gave my testimony at his place this week. Up in Aberdeen. And then I have Brother Ed Neighbors. He's coming over from, let's see. He's coming up. He's from over at Kennedy. He goes to the church where my dad goes. I mean, he's the preacher at my dad's church, the pastor at Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And then I've got some of the guys from the halfway house. I talked to Dusty. They're going to come give some testimonies, like show where they was when they got there and where they are now.
Yeah.
You know, I commend those guys because I know some of them was rough, man.
Yeah.
I knew all about that. You know, that's... My brother-in-law was Brent Williamson.
Okay.
So, my sister, I don't know if you know her or not, Nicole Dempsey.
Okay, yeah, I know Nicole.
Yeah, that's my sister.
Okay. Yeah, but, I know
them. Yeah, so she was
that's probably, yeah.
She went through some things, you know.
I knew all about that stuff, so I watched it happen. You know,
I tell you, it's neat, man, seeing them things. I tell you, y'all are to come out to Bodybuilders, man.
Yeah.
It's it'll be next Friday night. It's the first and third Friday. It starts at 6:30. Eat for free at 6:30, and then at 7:00, y'all might come meet some people to do podcasts sometimes. But those guys give testimonies. But you'll think you've had a rough life, man. You hear some of them testimonies, and it's like, oh my god,
yeah.
But you know, different things is that's rough to you might not be rough to me, or what's rough to me might not be rough to you.
Yeah. I don't know. Looking at the devil in his eyes, pretty same rough.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just using that as a
I'm just like, that was a scary situation, bro.
I tell you something. I think we give the devil too much credit.
Yeah, definitely.
I think if we live in the way we're supposed to be, we ain't got to be scared of him.
No.
No, he can't do nothing to us.
You know, and I think a lot of times we got to hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah.
When you do something wrong, everybody, man, when you hear somebody that did something wrong, what'd they do? The devil did it.
Yeah.
The devil made me do it. Man, I did it. Yeah. It was my fault.
You got to take responsibility.
I tell you what, and it's truth. I'm more scared of God than I am the devil.
Because, I mean, he can send you to burn for eternity in hell. I mean,
because he's going to send you. He can send
you
to sit next to that dean.
I don't want to cross him at all, you know. I've done it, and I do not never want to do it again. He taught me real quick, say nothing bad about me.
And that's the thing, too. I've seen people that talk bad about him, and I just start backing
up.
Let me step over here.
Just tree finna fall or lightning finna hit. Yeah.
No, I don't want, no. But, what time next week? The bodybuilder.
Bodybuilder starts at 6:30.
Where's it at?
Columbus Christian Center.
Yeah. That's the manual, where it used to be a manual?
It's right across the road from the old bowling alley.
Magnolia Bowling.
Who was the preacher there?
Kenny Gardner.
Okay.
Brother Kenny.
He done my grandma. Well, she's my step grandma.
Right.
She passed away. Gloria Reeves.
Yeah.
She did her funeral.
He's a good dude, man. I like Brother Kenny.
Yeah.
He's solid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know Cody Reeves.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Okay.
But
you know, it seems like there's. I don't know if it's because I'm in church and stuff right now. It seems like there's more people around in church and trying to do better right now than there's ever been to me.
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed
it's a lot of trouble going on. Don't get me wrong, but it seems like there's a whole bunch of people out there doing right, or at least acting like they're doing right right now.
There's people that are doing right.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can tell it's something. Yep. There's something in
I'm not perfect by any means, but...
We've been talking about it for, two or three years now?
We've
been saying that God's real close right now.
Yep.
I think so, too.
I think
too.
He is. I think he's really, really close to us.
The world would be in a lot better shape
if we didn't have Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right.
if everybody would live... like they don't know when Jesus is coming back, because we don't know. Because he says he's going to come as a thief in the night. What if he comes tonight?
Yeah.
You know, I ask some people on here right now, you know, that's listening to us.
Yeah.
If Jesus comes tonight, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
Are you going to spend eternity in heaven, or are you going to burn eternity in hell?
Yep.
You know, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
If everybody lived like that, I promise you, if you really thought he was coming back tomorrow, you would change your ways tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be reborn and try your best.
Well, I think a lot of people think that that's made for us. Hell's not made for us.
Yeah,
it was made for Satan and his angels.
Yep. Right.
We just, if we choose to not, you know, do what we're supposed to do, then we're going to be there too. But
yeah,
I mean, God wanted us. God made Earth for us.
Oh yeah,
this was supposed to be our paradise, and we messed it up.
Yep.
It's just now he's preparing another place for us. And
a lot of people, whenever you sin, they say, well, Satan made me do it. You know, before Satan was around, you know, Adam and Eve, they started sinning. You know, they was out there naked, but they was just like little children, you know, running around. They don't think nothing. They didn't think nothing about it until they ate that fruit, you know.
They were innocent, man.
Yeah.
They were innocent. But who messed it up? Dang woman.
Right. Well, you know, well, the man did too now. He's the one that watched it happen and didn't know to do it. He was supposed to be the
leader. I like
to
blame women, though. Like, they're emotional creatures. That's just me. But, so bodybuilders, I might go check that out, man.
Come try it out, man. Yeah. That's a good little thing. You eat always a good meal at 6:30.
Yeah, I might have to go check
Maybe
that out.
Maybe I'll swing by there after work.
You ever listen to Kim Clement?
Not sure.
He's a prophet, but
he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead now.
I'm not sure. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, one of my main people I go listen to is Reverend Billy Graham. I like listening to him.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I like Billy Graham.
I just like listening to some of his old
stuff.
Trump
was over there during the Christmas thing.
He was over there with Franklin, with his son.
Franklin, or whatever.
Yeah, it's Franklin Graham. Yeah.
Billy Graham, he passed away. Yeah. He was America's preacher. Now Franklin Graham is pretty much America's preacher.
Have you ever
preacher.
Seen like the pictures of back in the day whenever he had football stadiums just full?
Dude.
And it was just
that crusade or whatever they had.
Yeah.
Man.
Just imagine if that happened today.
It does, dude. Have you seen the videos of the stadiums full and everybody's just going, "Yes, you are," you know? And it's just
them Christian concerts and stuff.
It's all over the place. There's way more Christian concerts packed than there ever is any just regular band out there.
Yeah.
You look at them every single time, there's more Christian concerts that are just totally some way more people than anything else. The thing is, we're censored. We're blocked off.
And we're
anything
to
let us try to make us that we don't exist.
Well,
you know?
I mean, the media ain't going to sit there and show everything. They're wanting to show what they want to show, which is a very small percentage of the actual world, and it's blown way out of proportion. And we just see it as everyday life, and really, it's not nearly as bad as what we're thinking it is.
That's like I think the media downs cops a lot. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah.
Don't get me wrong, cops, some of them do wrong, you know. But,
yeah, but it's not all of them.
A lot more of them do good, I think. But like,
I think a lot of that's staged.
I think they'll take a press conference and like you can put somebody's words with this, you know, editing it and stuff and make it sound like
they do that.
Something else.
I think a lot of that staged, like the whole George Floyd deal where the knee. That wasn't real cops. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think so.
Because
we never heard none of that. They got him guilty, and we apparently never heard about that guy.
Yeah, it's just gone now. Everything's gone.
It's so much. Here's what I believe: every single thing they say is a lie. I mean, it's just a lie. So I don't even watch it. So I mean,
You know what I've been saying about WCBI, man. Right now it's going crazy. It's like it's like every few hours they'll post to something on Facebook, and then it'll be something crazy off the wall, just fear mongering, like all get out. And then you go in an article and it doesn't even say that. And I did that one time and they pulled the whole article down because I did it. And I went in there and looked at the article and I was like, man, y'all are lying.
Right.
Y'all are just made a headline up out of nowhere and is just hoping nobody reads the article.
Like the other night when that shooting happened, they put in there it happened at Mike's Bar.
Yeah.
And the actual name is not actually Mike's Bar, it's Michael's.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the car wash next to it is named Mike's. It's Mike's Car Wash. No connection, you know what I mean? So, but I think Cody called and said something to him and they changed it right then on Facebook.
Yeah. But my thing is, all right, Does anybody watch WCBI anymore? Do you watch WCBI?
Man, I don't think anybody does.
Because everything I see is just every comment is just like y'all are lying, you know. Right. Y'all, you know, and
well, it's not even that either. It's just everything I've been seeing is like we're tired of y'all pushing the stuff. Like,
yeah,
we know what's going on. Y'all are just making up stuff.
Yeah, that too. There's so much out there. I don't want to bring too much, but did you get the vaccine?
I have it.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither. I have it. I know people that's got it, man, and they've had it since they got it.
Yeah.
You know?
You need to listen to James Meck. What's his name? Metcalf?
Yeah,
James. He was Metcalf. On not too long ago.
His mom works for Dr. Dobbs for the state, and she won't get it. She's
confirmed that graphite oxide is inside. Which one? He said which vials it was, which numbers and everything, had graphite oxide in them that basically like razor blades.
Well, it's like you're sandblasting your veins.
And I was like, why ain't she telling nobody? Well, it's the backlash. It's the, you know, you're anti-vax.
She's got like 2 months before she's retired, and she didn't want to say nothing. But
I got a buddy that son goes to Columbia, and he's doing med school or whatever. But he had an internship this summer, and he said that don't take it.
Yeah.
You know, kind
of. Yeah, a lot of it's lies. Like, I can tell you.
Because he's seen some things. Like, you know, I think Columbia's in New York, or around New York anyway, and he said he's seen some things in there from, like.
We got a medical tyranny situation.
Yeah.
Our whole life we've been taught don't trust Big Pharma and don't trust the government. But, now all of a sudden we're supposed to trust them?
Yeah.
I mean, why all of a sudden we supposed to trust them? What time is it?
I was checking. It's 6:47.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, it's okay. I'll make sure you can get on work on time.
I was just checking it out, man. I enjoy it, man. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a long. Hold on real quick. All right, we was just checking. I had to check all my stuff out, man. Man, you know, just imagine, I have to save things, I have to go back, look through things, make sure everything sounds good, all that.
Let me ask you this, where do y'all want to go with the podcast? Where do y'all want it to go?
I mean, we really don't know.
We want it to go.
I mean, we do want it to have, we want to be able to be a voice.
Right.
A platform for people to talk.
Good deal.
Because.
Yeah.
There's not nothing like that around here.
Right. Just let the good Lord take it and work with it, man.
I mean, if you went up and tried to talk to the mayor or something,
right?
You mean you'd have to get an appointment or whatever. Right. And sometimes if the mayor knows you, maybe if you've been somebody that's been raising an alarm on something.
Hold on.
That.
Just mic check. What? Yeah, go back to where you wanted to go.
With a lot of people, like, just say if you are one of those persons that are criticizing something the mayor's done. And he just doesn't, I mean, not saying this mayor, let's just say the last mayor we had. And you know how, I'm just going to say it, he was kind of racist.
Yeah.
We've seen it in the different things that he was going and talking to the people in the Columbus. And he was saying some pretty racist stuff.
Yeah.
Say if I went up there and there was something I didn't agree about with him, he probably wouldn't listen to me.
Right.
You know, he probably wouldn't even let me come in there. He'd probably be like, you know, you got to set up an appointment, and then that appointment never happens.
Yeah. So
we don't care who
you are.
It's
another place for somebody to come in here. I really want this to go all over Columbus.
Right.
All to state, to even further if it goes that further, you know, but.
Just a place where you can come up here and be transparent.
Yeah. With everything. And a place for the Lord, you know. It don't matter who you are.
Right.
Come on.
It don't matter what, you know. Yeah. Even if you can only speak a little bit of English, you know, right. If you're here the right way and you want this place to be better, come on up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's kind of our direction with it. I thought about grabbing one of them ads from me one day, you know, Ruthless Ed. I mean, what, like $300 for one?
Man, it depends. We got some smaller stuff you could do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because as long as you don't want to put a picture, you know, you can put
what we want to do. Yeah, you want to get that to where everybody knows what that is and where to go to find
you
that.
You can put that, yeah.
Yeah, that's our logo or whatever, but we got a sign coming, you know. We got, like, this is going to start off with my uncle. He's doing the Billy Price. I don't know if you know him, but he's doing the sign for us, Ruthless Head Talk sign. Right. We're going to put it up there. We're getting stickers. We're getting stickers made.
Yeah.
I would like to be off this, you know, out of here eventually and maybe having our own.
Their own building. Yeah. Building. But, yeah. It'll come with time.
But this is a good, this is a good little studio. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I like it. I mean, it's convenient right here. You know, some people like sitting on couches, you know, spread apart. I don't. That ain't me.
It's cool. It's a cool setup to me.
But I like me and him was talking about if people want to take us serious, we got to take ourselves serious too.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's what I got envisioned is one day having a billboard.
Right.
With that emblem on it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That's kind of where my vision keeps going.
Just keep praying about it and let it go where it goes.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I'm going to say it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Because if you say it's not going to happen or it may not happen,
that's right. You gotta believe it ain't going to happen. Yeah. You got to believe that it is.
Yeah. Bro. So you got to take it. You got to take it serious, man. And
yeah.
Really believe that you can do something. Yeah. But.
That's a lot, man. I feel like the whole community, like, talking about things that's going on in Columbus, man, we need the Lord. I feel just needs more love, because it says in the Bible that love covers a multitude of sin.
Yeah.
Well, think about how many situations would be much different if more people in Columbus showed love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed Monday morning before you go to work, but you go in and get gas over at the gas station, and you...
Somebody just says, God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
You're having the worst day. It changes your whole day.
Yeah.
Or the person that's going in there, like you go in there and you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but that lady at the cash register is having an even worse day, and you take your problem out on her, and she goes and commits suicide.
Mm.
You know, where if you would have showed love, even though you was having a bad day,
just that one,
it covered that multitude of sin. Yeah. You know, it's a bunch of different times, a bunch of different ways.
Just that one little thing.
We just need to be more conscious about what other people may be going through that we don't see.
And just be kind to each other, too, you know.
And some of the people that needs to be checked on the most is ones that walk around with a smile on their face all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones hiding it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough because you don't ever know what somebody's going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. And because a lot of people at times, and I've seen it multiple times, the person that seems the happiest... Isn't.
That's like the mayor we got now. It don't matter what he does. If he does the best in the world or the worst in the world, he's going to have 90% of the people is going to hate on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like it's like that in general.
Yeah.
Like Trump had us the best we've ever been financially, probably. Yeah. In the best shape. You take Corona out of it, and it would have been by far the best.
I think he handled it better, too.
And, you know, but then it made it... A lot of people hated on him there at the end because of everything that went on. You know?
But now they're starting to wish he was back.
Yeah.
Everybody's changing their mind. And
that's right.
You can't make me believe that dude got 81 million votes, you know.
The thing is, you had one side that was just repeating the same thing. He's racist. He's racist. Yeah. He's racist.
Yeah.
And then the people that don't know how to critically think and use context clues, they're going to believe that.
Yeah.
And it just so happens to be the same people that they've been lying to for the last 50 years, 60 years.
I've come to figure out a lot of times people that bring up racism a lot or say he's racist is the racist.
Are the racist, yeah. Whenever you see, that's what I've noticed. If you see racism in everything, you're racist.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what's going through your mind all the time. You're looking for it, looking for color, looking for color, looking for color. And you're like, you're having to defend yourself. I'm not racist. But yeah, you are. You are.
You know, if everybody were listening and realize that we bleed red, you know.
Getting back into the Bible a little bit, and when we get to heaven, they're not going to have black, white, Mexican.
No. We're going to have an immortal body.
They're not going to have Baptist, Church of God, Church of Christ, Methodist. You know, it's all going to be one place. And we're going to live together, and it's going to be perfect.
It's going to be believers in God.
We need, everybody needs to get out of the denomination stuff and get out of the racial culture or the
that's just everything. That's just we're putting, you know, the devil is the lord of this earth.
Yeah.
And he knows he's been around a lot longer than we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, with our lifetimes, he knows what he's doing. He knows that the easiest way to divide us is by doing that stuff, putting ourselves in the boxes.
That's how you know it's a demon right there. And that tries to divide us because it's either black, white, vaccinated, not vaccinated,
right,
rich, poor, yeah, you know, right. It's always something.
It's never just
that's a constant people. Demon that keeps going around and trying to divide us.
What's crazy, no matter how big the house is, that grave's gonna be the same size.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't take none of it with you. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yep.
But yeah, we just need to get to showing love more, man.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I don't preach that prosperity all the time or nothing like that. I like to, but they ain't hardly a church service gonna go by when I don't talk about love.
Yeah.
Just because it does cover, man. It covers so many things. He had it for us, you know, and he knew what we was gonna do before we even done it, you know. It's easy. He knew every hair on her head. Like, yeah,
that's right.
Before he was forming her mother's womb. But he, you know, and he did that for us. So why do we have to live so crazy? You know, why we should be living for him?
Could
daily,
you imagine, man? Though? Think about this, the torture Jesus went through.
Oh, man, you can't even fathom it. And
hanging on a cross?
You know, as bad as that was, we can't fathom. You know how much you love your kids.
Yeah.
I know how much I love my daddy. I bet you know how much you love your family. We can't even fathom how much God loves us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't sacrifice his kid. He gave his only begotten son for us.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about it, too. You know? it's like if he was here today. Everybody on this planet, there's a lot of people that are alive right now. He didn't just die for the people that are just alive right now. He died for everybody that was going to live. And, you know, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
He took on all that sin.
And all he had to say, stop. All Jesus had to say was, Father, stop.
But he didn't.
You know what I mean? But he didn't. Yeah. He went ahead and took it for us.
And guess who killed him? The same people that's trying to get the government.
Well, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, it was the same people that said he wasn't real, you know, the same people that go to church and were pew Christians. Yeah. What I call it, you know, they were pew Jews. They were the Pharisees and stuff, were the ones that handed him over to Pilate.
Yeah.
They're the ones that did it, and they were supposed to be the ones that knew the word and everything else.
Well, I was just saying it was their government at that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Wouldn't it Samuel be told he's going to hear the rooster crow three times?
Yeah.
Peter.
You'll deny me as many times as the rooster crows, and sure enough, he did.
Yeah.
And he was right there and saw it. He, you know, that's another thing I find crazy.
And every time
saw
it,
he saw him do the miracles. All the disciples saw it, and they all just turned their backs on him. But that was also before the Holy Spirit was given to us too. That's what he did. You know, he said he was going to leave, and he's going to give you something better. And the Holy Spirit came down in the tongues of fire, and they had to, what was it, where they saved all those people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people fighting addiction around Columbus, depression. There's a lot of that. But if they would just look to him, you think about it. He healed the paralyzed, the deaf, the blind, the mute. The lady that bled for all the years. Like, just in general.
Who was the one you saying that killed the Christians?
And that was Paul.
Paul.
He used to be Saul. He was a Pharisee.
Was he blind?
He was blinded for three. He had scales put on his eyes for 3 days.
Oh, okay.
To where he couldn't see. The Lord appeared to him in a bright light and told him, like, you're killing my people. And he became one of the best ones. I mean, the most impactful.
And he was a murderer.
Yeah. I mean, that was his job. He went and got Christians and killed them.
You got murderers, drunks. I mean.
Yeah. It's everybody. Everybody in this world he died for.
That's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter what you've done. That's the whole point of it. You're never going to be good enough. It doesn't matter what you've done. You have always got that chance to
be saved.
To be saved.
Yeah.
Come as you are.
Yeah.
We'll get off that for a minute. I think I said something about boxing. Did you say you don't plan on fighting again? Or
it depends on what kind of situation. If the right,
but you've had calls and everything.
Yeah, I get calls weekly. Like,
who calls you?
Promoters from other places.
You get paid pretty good when you fight?
The most I ever made was when I fought Deontay. I made $3,800. I got a check from Golden Boy.
Yeah.
Which is Oscar De La Hoya's group.
Yeah. Ooh. Did he work for Deontay?
Deontay
worked
signed with them to start off with whenever he was younger, and then now I don't know who he's with.
I wouldn't mind.
Got no worries. I think he's kind of done now, ain't he?
I don't know. They say he's gonna fight some more. I don't know.
Huh?
I wouldn't mind that.
He ain't gonna get the championship as long as Tyson Fury's holding it.
Nah, but I don't know. He's got a puncher's chance.
Yeah,
you know
that's true.
That's true. He can't outbox him, but, you know, he's got a chance to knock anybody
out. You know, I watched that fight, though, and it was a pretty – it was an 11th round knockout. I mean, that's pretty close. And he knocked him down, what, two times?
Yeah. Anytime, you know, he could put him to sleep at any time.
Yeah. I mean, that was a – it was a pretty good fight. I'm trying to think of that dadgum champion who, the lightweight champion now. I was talking about it earlier, the boxing. And he's fast. He just walks up.
Is
he just
Haney? Is he black?
No, he's a white guy, but he's from a different country. And but he's just so fast, man. Right. What he keys on, he lets you kind of, and then he just started adjusting. He was undefeated, I think, for a long time. And then that one guy beat him that was real fast. I mean, it's just so many of them, man. Yeah. What do you think about Jake Paul? You think?
I don't think he's that bad.
Really?
I don't. You know, he dominated our the last fight. He knocked old buddy out. You seen what Tyron Woodley come on and said. He said he'd knock a lot of you guys in the UFC out. I mean, he's not bad. That's what, ain't nobody giving him no credit. But he's not bad, man. He's
what's his name backed out? Tyson Fury's boy or whatever.
His brother
backed out. Yeah. Is he planning on fighting again?
Who?
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Who's he planning on fighting?
I ain't sure who he's going to fight. I think they talking about he may fight Tyson.
Fury? Yeah,
Tyson. No, Mike Tyson. You know, he's 50.
Yeah. No, Logan.
Is it Logan that's going to?
Okay. He's supposed to be fighting him. I think it's like this month.
It's going to be like a $50 million fight or something.
Yeah.
Next month, maybe? I know it's close. It's close.
It's crazy.
But, He makes Jake, you killed. Jake Logan, seems more, he's got a more of a
Logan's
real.
Logan's pitiful. Jake's actually pretty good.
Dude. I feel sorry for him if Mike Tyson goes real on him.
Yeah.
He may be 60 years old, but that dude can still hit.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing some videos of him, man.
For $30 million, though, I'll get, or $25 million, or $1 million,
yeah,
I'll go
get,
hands down beside my side, and I'll just go get that surgery when I get done.
Yeah.
I'll go fight Mike Tyson for that much.
Yeah, but.
Just to get knocked out?
A lot of people compare Wilder. Say Wilder's just as much puncher as him. I've seen that on a lot of them boxing things.
It's my
Mike Tyson.
I don't
know. They say like by the how it registers or whatever.
Only thing about Mike Tyson when he fights, he gets close up inside and he's hurting you.
And he's got experience.
Sure. Yeah.
He's got experience.
You gotta stay off of it. Yep. Make him stay back. Because if you don't make him stay back and he gets up on you, it's over with.
That's right.
And he tears your ribs up.
Yeah. And I think a different thing between him too is he ain't worried about the money.
No, man.
He wants to fight him.
Maybe.
That's gonna be it. He ain't worried about making no money. Because he's got money. He wants to fight him. He's gonna fight him.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was he fought not too long ago, Mike Tyson? Roy Jones Jr.?
Yeah. Wait, no, Roy Jones fought somebody else. So.
It was Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah, well, I guess it was, yeah.
Roy Jones was like walking
Roy
out.
Roy fight to start with? Roy fought somebody else to start with.
Then he wanted to fight Mike Tyson.
Beat him,
he was walking out. He was holding his side. He was like.
Yeah, Tyson punished him real.
He's like, I don't know. I might fight again, you know. Tyson's like, yeah, I want to do it again, you know. And Tyson was just taking it easy on him, man. And he was still hurting that dude. Ugh. But it was a great. I love it. I love watching boxing. I love it. I wish there was something I could watch. Do you know if they still come over here? Or they just come here for you?
They ain't had nothing in a while here.
Compare you to Butterbean at one time?
Yeah, kind of. They contacted us both about fighting each other. I got in a little trouble with a buddy a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we was on his show, Butterbean the Big Lawman. And after that, there's some people from Atlanta contacted me about fighting him, and he wanted too much money.
Butterbean.
I was going to fight for free. I told him I would just to get the exposure.
Yeah.
But it didn't go through.
Dang. Well, Butterbean, he has a pretty big reputation for himself.
Yeah,
you know?
Now he's on a walker, though, was.
Mm-hmm. I wish you'd have done it. I wish you'd have been able to do it.
I wish we would have, yeah.
How much was he wanting? Like $1 million?
No, it was like $20,000, I think, something like that. Like it wasn't a big time fight.
Yeah.
It was just. But I had a chance to, like Kimbo, his people, his first professional boxing fight.
Yeah.
They turned down. They called me.
Yeah, I remember something about that. You was talking about it. But they turned it down.
Yeah. Because I had a puncher's chance. You know, I ain't by no means good. I got a chance of knocking anybody out.
So they called you. Yeah. And they turned it down.
Yeah, they not him. They got in contact with a promoter that was going to put on a fight.
Yeah.
They had to find him somebody, and they called me and asked me would I be interested in it. And I was like, yeah. Well, they called them back, and they said no.
Oh, man, that sucks. Is that the only two big ones you really?
Yeah.
Well, three. Well, at least you won a couple.
Like the guy now that's fighting tomorrow night, he's ranked number 11 in the world.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think it is the world.
Hmm. All right, then. Well, dude, I ain't going to lie, man. I think we could wrap it up if you want to.
All right. I appreciate you guys having me on, man.
I appreciate you coming on. Anytime you want to come on, or you know anybody wants to come on, spread the word, or just, you know, get anything out.
Yeah, I'll do
you
it.
Know?
I'll do it.
We're willing to talk to anybody.
Dude, I'm happy you come on here. Like I said, I've always wanted to just sit down and talk to you.
Right.
You know, especially since you've gotten saved and I want to hear your testimony.
Right. I appreciate it.
And because me personally.
One of the things I didn't tell earlier, I was 24, I was dating a girl. I shot myself one time.
What?
Listen to this. This is how you know the Lord's with you.
Yeah.
But I kept pushing away from it. I don't know. But me and my girlfriend was arguing at the time. And I shot myself it was like a .22 Derringer. I said for a long time I threw it up there and it dry fired. But I shot myself. It's in the soft tissue of my right lung. But that one, I went in the ER that day at like 3:30, 3:45. And I was at work by like 5:30 or 6.
What?
Yeah, I went to work that night.
Dang.
That was when we had Forget About It. That's when y'all used to come in there and give out CDs and stuff.
Yeah. When I used to give out tracks and everything. Dang, I didn't even know about that. Man.
Hmm.
Oh, you've been through some things, bro.
I just thought that was amazing. You know, even though I wasn't following along with him, but that lets you know right there, he's got purpose. You know, yeah. I got purpose.
Yeah.
That's like we've all got purpose. People don't realize it sometimes.
That's why we're doing this, man. Me and him just said, man, let's just screw it. Go along with it.
That's right.
You know, and then we're in this situation now. We didn't know which way to go with it.
Right.
I'm like, well, let's just have people on from Columbus.
Yeah.
You know?
Start right here.
Yeah,
start right here. We've had people call us weird and...
Yeah, you know, man, why y'all doing that?
Like, man, y'all ain't even doing nothing. Like,
you're just sitting at home.
You're sitting there making bad decisions, man.
Yeah. So,
at least we're
you got
in the
people
right
like
direction.
That. Of course, you got people like that.
Yeah, there's always going to be people negative about everything.
Yeah, everything. But I used to worry about that.
No,
I don't care about it.
But
it doesn't bother me at
all. I mean, I used to kind of like, but I did. I used to kind of have that feeling. Why, man? But now it's like, who cares? But like I said, I'm glad you come on.
Yes, sir.
You get a chance to check out Poorhouse Art. That's my uncle. He's sponsoring us and everything now. It's P-O-U-R, House Art, Sturgis.
And he does some pour. And does
any type
resin
of artwork
and stuff. Like,
I'll show you
some cool stuff. Like
before you go, I'll show you too.
I think he was working on one that had some bullets in it, and he resin it in there, clear resin in the wood and stuff.
Yeah,
and
man.
It's looks like it's all floating in there.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
It's nice.
Beautiful stuff.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I'm going to check out some things about that, was it bodybuilding?
Bodybuilders, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people thought it was like a workout thing, but it ain't. It was like building, Christ building you from the inside out.
Okay. Yeah. Daniel, you got anything you want to say?
I'm good, I guess.
You going to let anybody know about anything about the Lord before you go?
Come out the 11th to Revive Church. Going to be some great preaching, great worship, if you ain't doing nothing. And just come out and get a good word from the Lord and just... Be more godly this week, guys. I challenge you to be more godly every day. It covers that multitude of sin. That's what we need.
Yeah.
These people out there need him. And be a light for somebody. There's always somebody watching you, how you handle your situation. And the good Lord won't give you nothing you can't handle. But just remember that whenever you're going through a certain situation, there's always somebody watching. Because he might not have gave that situation to them because he knew they couldn't handle it. But they may be able to handle it when they come across that situation. Because of the way you handle it.
Yeah.
And see how you did it, you know.
You may be the only Lord. You're not saying you're the Lord, but you may be the only light of the Lord they can see.
Yeah.
Because they might not understand the Bible or understand preaching, but they can see how Jesus is working in your life.
Yeah.
And they might want him because of that.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing through this podcast, too.
That's right.
That's the big thing to this podcast, too. The first and foremost, you got to give glory to God
for
it. You know, that's our biggest, our first thing we do.
Amen.
You know, second thing is, man, take it where you want.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Take it where you want it.
Well, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, though. I like what y'all doing.
Yeah. You know, if you know anybody's got any better computers or anything, let me know. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just
and like it's working just fine.
Yeah. Just sometimes I just want better. You know, a little better computer. Yeah. Everything else is good. It just that one right there.
Yeah. So it's an old computer.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But it works.
Yeah.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
But eventually, I'm going to have to upgrade on some stuff. You know, I want to go with the live thing and, you know, right. things like that eventually. But I like to come. I like to.
Yeah, that'd be neat doing podcasts and do live. Yeah. Do a live stream too.
But I like the radio feel.
Right.
You know, that's.
You just stick your earbuds in while you're at work or something, you know, and just.
Because 90% of the people who listen to podcasts, they don't watch them anyway. They listen to them.
Yeah.
So.
Only one I remember back in the day I used to like was Howard Stern.
That dude was wild, man.
He was crazy.
Yeah, he was wild. Howard Stern. But now there's so many of them, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good time to be in it because people are looking to listen to it. But, all right, man, I'm letting you go. I'm concluding. So, RuthlessEdTalk@gmail.com if anybody wants to come on. And Poorhouse Art, y'all check it out. Big Worm Nichols.
Thank you.